12 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have died in custody in New South Wales so far in 2025, the highest number ever recorded in a single 12-month period. The figures have come from an open letter published by State Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan, who has called the deaths a profoundly distressing milestone and part of an entrenched overrepresentation of First Nations peoples in the criminal justice system. The coroner has referred to data showing the number of Aboriginal people in custody has increased by almost 19% in the past 5 years, while the non-Aboriginal population in prison has declined. She says nearly half of Indigenous adults in custody are on remand or have been refused bail, awaiting further court outcomes. On the second anniversary of the failed federal 2023 voice referendum, the Victorian state government is making history by introducing legislation to establish the first ever treaty between a state and First Nations people. It's the culmination of a 10-year process. If the treaty passes into law, it will establish a new democratically elected authority called Galangwal, the Gunai Kurnai phrase for tip of the spear. Co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly, Ruben Berg, says that after repeated policy failures, this treaty forges the path for Victoria to move forward.
For the last 200 years, we've had successive governments saying they know best about our business. Countless bodies, commissions and policies set up without the leadership of First Peoples. Even with governments with good intentions, it just does not work. All of us can agree our approach must change.
Teenagers with Instagram will soon be restricted to viewing content in line with PG-13 movie ratings as Australia readies for a world-first social media ban. Under the changes, Instagram will hide content that features strong language, risky stunts, marijuana paraphernalia, or promotes potentially harmful behaviours, even if shared by someone a teen follows. Meta's regional policy director, Mia Garlick, says the changes are part of a global rollout and doesn't represent a last-ditch effort to skirt Australia's under-16s social media ban. She says Instagram's parent company Meta is responding to the concerns raised during their consultations with thousands of parents.
We recognise that no system is perfect and we're committed to improving over time, but we do hope that this update reassures parents that we're working to show teens safe, age-appropriate content on Instagram by default, while also giving them more ways to shape their teens' experience.
Hamas has swiftly reclaimed the streets of the Gaza Strip's urban areas following the partial withdrawal of Israeli troops last week. In the north of the territory, the Hamas government's black-masked armed police have resumed street patrols. Hamas's sources telling Reuters the group is targeting people they believe are collaborators with Israel, armed looters and drug dealers. Armed clashes are also taking place between Hamas's various security units and armed Palestinian clans in parts of the territory on the fifth day of a US-brokered truce between Hamas and Israel. But US President Donald Trump says the group will eventually have to lay down their weapons because that is part of the ceasefire agreement.
They know I'm not playing games. We have told them we want to disarm, and they will disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. And it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
The Northern Territory has become the first Australian jurisdiction to ban transgender women from female prisons. Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro says the decision is about preserving the dignity of women. Ms. Finocchiaro has called on the other states and territories to follow her lead, saying it makes no sense to follow the current policy of classifying prisoners according to their gender identity rather than their assigned sex at birth. The Northern Territory government has scrapped plans to build a multi-million dollar national Aboriginal art gallery in Alice Springs. Infrastructure Minister Bill Yan has confirmed the plan has been dumped altogether, telling Parliament he blames the federal government.
We had a plan to deliver that project starting at the end of this year, but the rug has been pulled out from underneath us by federal Labor. They were not serious about delivering this project to the people of Alice Springs.
The controversial project had been announced 9 years ago by the then Territory Labor government and was to have been built under a $150 million joint funding agreement with the Commonwealth. But the project had been met with fierce opposition from the town council, sporting bodies and traditional owner groups. Reparations for hate crimes against LGBTIQ plus people in Victoria are being explored in a new research project at the RMIT School of Law. RMIT says the project will address the renewed attention to unsolved historic cases and explore measures that promote healing, safety and justice for LGBTIQ plus communities. The research will be led by Dr. Jeremy Bracker, who says it is the first transitional justice project of its kind in Victoria. Dr. Bracker says it builds on interstate precedents, including the New South Wales Special Commission of Inquiry into LGBTIQ hate crimes and Tasmania's expungement laws and compensation scheme. Indigenous entrepreneurs are continuing to grow with their goods and services in high demand with corporate Australia and governments. Indigenous businesses verified by Supply Nation recorded a $5.8 billion procurement spend within the 2024-25 financial year, an increase of $1.2 billion from the previous financial year. The mining industry recorded the highest overall industry sector procurement spend with $1.64 billion, followed by construction with $1.26 billion. Supply Nation Chief Executive Kate Russell says that while challenges remain, including a lack of access to capital for Indigenous business owners, the figures are a testament to First Nations people's resilience and skill. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 23, Adelaide sunny 29, Melbourne sunny 23, Hobart cloudy 18, Canberra sunny 26, Wollongong sunny 24, Sydney also sunny 27, Newcastle also sunny 28, Brisbane partly cloudy 27, Cairns a shower or two 30, and Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm and 35. And that is NITV Radio News.